This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I am glad to be here, so glad to be among the people of God, so glad to have another opportunity to please God. Yes. And it's all about the teaching that's keeping me walking upright before God. Right. And we're being taught by a teaching priest. And all the saints are here, and we're happy to see one another. And it comes through teaching again, and just to love one another. And I'm glad I'm a part of it. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for Elder Phillips, to our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Yet talking about what we must do to enter into the kingdom, we must go through much tribulation, and we're going to talk about death, because we must die to enter into the kingdom. And before we get into that thought, we're going to sing this number, Fly Away, our brother Richard and our ensemble, Thank God.
Fly away.
What we brought. Golly, thank God for Brother Richard. Thank God for the ensemble. Thank God for this door of utterance. Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I believe the scripture. That's why we follow the Lord, because the scripture says, believe on me as the scripture hath said. And down through the time, one's brought the scripture, what thus saith the Lord, and we are here to believe or not. Yes. It's choice. Yes. We're on a series, through much tribulation,
yes, Lord.
We enter into the kingdom of God. And the tribulation is because of what we have to give up. Mm-hmm. And it's the old way of living and thinking. Now let's go to Acts 14 and 21. I'd like to start there because we go to church, we meet, and it's always about confirming what we believe, that we might continue. That's what it's all about. Yes. To eat the food of God, the food that God gives us for the soul, is that we might continue. If you don't eat, you die. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? So we want to make sure, we like to try to keep the food nice and fresh.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
Keep it not stale.
Yes.
Good food. It's called manna.
Yes.
It's called dessert.
Yes.
It's all of the above.
Yes.
Food for the soul. Maybe some of this watches YouTube and says, well, what? They're clapping behind, a couple of words. Well, at least we didn't say, praise the Lord. And everybody said, well, now preach. Yeah. We're not doing that. When we make a statement, there's a reason for it. Not just a bunch of hyperbole and also what they call it, cliches. I'm not finished yet. God ain't through me yet. I know what I got to be. No, this is not the type of a teaching. And we're not the type of audience. We know whom we serve. And we know what God is requiring. Isn't that beautiful? What he's requiring, we got to go through much tribulation to get there. And it's not a problem when you count it all joy. Let's go to Acts 14, 21. What does it say?
And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch.
Why?
Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the
faith.
So
this ministry is all about confirming the soul. Now what we do, to confirm the soul, we gotta make sure we're in the plan.
Yes.
If you got the right plan of salvation.
Yes.
Anytime you're in a plan where it says you don't have to keep God's commandments, you're in the wrong plan of salvation.
Right.
This is the plan, because the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. How plain is that? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So we wanna confirm that. And that's what we constantly do when we go through the Word. Let's go to Philippians 2 and 5. I don't think there's a Christian anywhere that will not say, I want the mind of Christ. Everybody say, I want the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you. They love to quote it. And it's become like a cliche, but is it actually there? Fruits don't show it's there. But the cliches are rampant. You hear it all the time. Before you hit the door, bless you. And you could have been a murderer. Bless you. Praise the Lord. How are you going to praise the Lord? You don't even know the Lord. You go tell somebody, praise the Lord.
Yes.
You go tell somebody, praise the Lord. But I said, I don't know the Lord. I don't know you either.
Right.
How silly is that? You never see the disciples talk like that in the scriptures. Praise the Lord. They didn't greet each other. They greet each other with a kiss or whatever.
Right.
It wasn't about praise the Lord. It's not. It's about living it. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. 2 and 5 says what?
Let this mind be in you,
mm-hmm.
which was also in Christ Jesus.
So same mind. So we want to find out what kind of mind did Christ have? They said, well, he had love. But what was his definition of it? Let's go to St. John 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the same mind? Let's start there. Then maybe when you listen to this on YouTube, you say, wait a minute now, what you talking about? I'm not even in the plan. So what you talking about? You might want to just move on to another station. But if you say, well, now, wait a minute, plan? This sounds pretty interesting. Stay right there. We got more to come. Stay there. 14, 15, what does it say?
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Now, is that the definition of love?
Yeah.
That's the same mind we're supposed to have. Now, everybody is looking at this broadcast.
Yeah.
To have the mind of Christ, you want to have a mind to keep God's commandments. Because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. 21 says what?
It says, he that hath my commandments and keep
them. So wait a minute. So do we have them? Because I know a lot of people have them posted in their, you know, mantles over their fireplace, little plaques say, I love God's commandments, whatever. No, it's got to be in your heart what I'm talking about. And actually, remember the Sabbath, keep it holy, and live holy, not as a Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian or any of those that's listed, but to live holy and to strive to live perfectly, like the Lord asked. Isn't that beautiful? He that hath my commandments, what?
And keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
What?
And I will love him and will manifest myself to
now,
him.
Now, God said, I'm going to manifest myself to him. So now, where's the speaking in tongues here? Because he said, if you keep my commandments, I will love him. And you love God. And that's what God is asking for. To keep his commandments, anything about speaking in tongues? We are speaking in tongues. We're speaking the language of Canaan. The language of Canaan is, my father gave me a commandment.
Yes.
That's the language. To keep God's word is the language we talk.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Ephesians 5 and 2. Let's go there.
Yes.
You know, now if someone said, I want to get into this tribulation thing you're talking about. Let's go through this first, and then you'll see if you're a candidate for that. Because if you don't want to keep God's commandments, you ain't no candidate to suffer or deny yourself. You ain't denying yourself because you don't know what to deny yourself of, right? 5 and 2 says what?
And walk in love as Christ.
Now he said, walk in love. We just heard what he said. If you love me, keep my commandments. So you got to walk in love, right? So for we that know what we're talking about, if you want to die, this is death. It's death to the old man and life to the new man. So if you want to die, let's look at that. That's the cross we're talking about. We're going to talk more about it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. And walk in love.
Walk in love.
As Christ also hath loved us.
What?
And hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor.
So I tell you, if you walk in love, if you keep this, that's the sacrifice you're making. You're sacrificing God's graven images, taking his name in vain, forgetting the Sabbath, not honoring God and his people, not killing, committing adultery, stealing, lying, that's a very false witness, coveting, that's wanting something that ain't yours, right? We're abiding in that, we're abiding in the death of the old man, because this is what the old man loves to do, have their own gods, or have its own gods. Make all kind of images to God, what they think God is like and what God stands for. But we can't do that. We have knowledge. Isn't that beautiful? Now, if you have all this going on, you're not the candidate for God, but if you're willing to give all this up, you're a great candidate. Isn't that beautiful? Did you read all that?
Yes,
sacrifice.
Pastor.
Let's go to 1 John 5 and 2.
Right.
Let's go there right quick. I just want to kind of make that, put that out there. And then one said, well, you know, ain't no sense in following him any further because he's going back, backwards. He going into death. We all going in there, but it's better for you to die now.
Yes.
than later. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Now, John followed the Lord. Let's see if he changed that. I don't think he changed anything.
No.
5:2 says what?
By this we know that we love the children of God.
God said love, just love. It's all about love. And John knew about love. He said, now this is what?
He said, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments.
So if you're not a commandment keeper, you don't even know if you love God. And though they do keep his commandments, know that you don't. But you don't know if you do or not. Mm-hmm. But if you're a commandment keeper, it tells you in the scripture, by this you know that you love God when you keep his commandments. What?
For this is the love of God.
That's the love of God. He said, God said love. We love one another. The commandment that was done away with is that you must be circumcised. That's not a must for salvation. But this is. He didn't change anything. John didn't say, well, we got a new commandment now. He didn't do that. By this, and this is the love of God, what?
That we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
Well, wait a minute. The liars say, well, couldn't nobody keep them commandments, but he says not grievous. You know, Jesus is going off scene now. He wasn't changing anything. They were steadfast in keeping God's commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's go to Philippians again. 2
yes.
and 2.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 2 and 2.
2 and 2.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God.
Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love,
so
being of one accord.
This is what we want to do, mm-hmm. have the same mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like my same mind is Christ.
Beautiful.
And everybody that enter in here should be like-minded. I want the same mind. I want the mind of Christ. I want the mind like y'all got. Everybody should have the mind of Christ. Like-minded.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Having the same love.
What?
Being of one accord.
So everybody in here, keep God's commandments because that's the love of God.
Yes.
And wherever you are and you're watching this, that should be the foundation. Keeping God's commandments because that's what love is. Isn't that beautiful? But they say they love, but they say, well, we keep the commandments, but we took out the Sabbath. Why wouldn't you want to honor what the Father honored? He rested on the Sabbath.
Right.
The Lord said he's Lord of the Sabbath. Why would you want to go to Sunday, the first day of the week? We stay with Sabbath because that's the day God hallowed and blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or
so
vainglory.
We've talked about that, and we can get back into that at times. Strife and vainglory.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do these things, ones do these things in strife and vainglory, it's not a struggle. But to let vainglory and strife go, that's where the suffering, because if that's a part of you, to not let it work, it's a suffering. You're going to feel that because you cannot be vain or glory in having strife. If you got a mind not to be that way, you're a candidate to die out of that. And you can do that by adhering to what God is calling for.
Beautiful.
Read.
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others.
So if you got a mind not to have strife and vainglory, let's esteem others better than yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what somebody else is doing, the good things they're doing. And if you don't think it's so good, remember one thing, they're striving just like you.
Beautiful.
And try to encourage them.
Beautiful.
If you can't encourage them, be spiritual minded.
Yes.
If you cannot help them by telling them, tell somebody else. And if you know the situation, endure it and go on and pray for them.
Yes.
That's the mindset we want to have. And not tell somebody else and pound them down unless you're trying to just bring a point that you need help in.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Read.
Let each esteem other better than themselves.
What?
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things
of. So that's what we want to have,
others.
A mindset, finding positive examples to follow. Somebody that never says no, always willing to help. We have a lot of those like that. Dean Kerr's won't turn you down if you need some help. If he can do it, he'll do it. Brother Rich, a lot of saints, Elder Batiste, Sister Franny, different ones. If you need help, they'll give it. And I think all the saints are like that. That's what we want to model our minds, to serve others and not always think about my time, what I got to do. It's a beautiful thing. You wash others' cars, but let's wash it not only on when it's convenient for you, when it's convenient for somebody else. That's when you get the glory. Not, I'm over here, I'll wash your car, but I'm coming out of my convenience to wash your car. Now that's when you get into glory. That's when you're really doing something. And I'm not trying to take that away from anything you do because it is convenience. But let's try to do some things sometimes to help others when it's convenient for them and not just for me. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
What?
But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of
men. So we want to talk about being made.
Beautiful.
Dying. We have to die. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Read.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
This is the cross we're talking about. Those that don't see it, it's about the 10 precepts. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
2 Peter 1 and 3. Let's go there.
Yes.
We're on a mission here.
Yes, we
are. And the mission is to please God. One of the ways of pleasing God, die. Dying out of things that is not acceptable to God. That's what it means to preach the acceptable year. Mm-hmm. What's acceptable to God and what's
yes,
not.
Yes,
2 Peter 1 and 3.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
So everything that pertains to life, when you deal with the issues of life, God given us everything we need. It's all in the scriptures.
Yes.
It's just got to be fed to you. It's all there. I don't care what our problem is. It's right there.
Yes.
The answers are there. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
So it's about knowledge. And if you don't know, you're ignorant. We were all ignorant to knowledge that we have today at one point. We were all ignorant to ourselves at a point until we got knowledge, right? Read.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers.
So wait a minute. The knowledge we get about the Son, the knowledge through the scripture, is all about changing that you can be the partakers of what?
Of the divine nature.
That's where we're going.
Beautiful.
That means the old nature's got to die. You can't have both. And there's but two natures, divine and the spirit of man, which is the spirit of the devil.
That's right.
That's what that is. Mm-hmm. Anybody out there, listen to me, if you can find another nature besides those two, you Google or text me, and I want to know about that, because I don't find it nowhere in the scripture. What?
Having escaped the corruption.
So we have to escape the old man's deeds and the way the old man thinks. We got to escape that. How do you do that? Mortify it. Don't pay any attention to it. When it comes upon you to want to be separate, don't be inclusive. That's how you kill it. How simple is that? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Then when the Spirit say, Sister Tatum looking at you with a foul spirit. Look how she look at you. Say, no, she loved me. That's how you combat that. Right?
Yes.
Now the leader can't do that, because if I said, no, she loves you and I know she got a hateful spirit, I got to tell her about that.
Right.
But you can't do that. That's not your area.
Right.
It's better for you, as the Lord said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's bothering you too much to see it, you need to come tell the leader or somebody to give you some relief. And you know what they're going to tell you? Well, if you didn't look, you wouldn't see it.
Yes, Pastor.
That's right.
So they all in my business. You and theirs, too, because watching them.
Right.
It's always a solution there. If you don't look at it, you'll have no problem.
Right.
What it says, I'm going to go into the kingdom looking backwards, not looking up. That's how you're going to get in there. Didn't get in there. If she hadn't looked back, she'd have made it in the kingdom.
That's right.
But she looked back.
Yes.
Stone, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Let's go to Ezekiel 18 and 31.
Yes.
Most of these so-called facilities and ministerial formats, they ain't going to tell you got to die because they don't know it. They come to play. But we're telling you, you're supposed to die. That's why they don't never bring up the words you got to deny yourself. Because most of them got to deny. If they denied themselves, they wouldn't have no members. Because most of them have to deny the folks right there with them. Deny yourself of this unruly stuff. He said, well, if I do that, I ain't got nobody here. Whether you just you and the Lord, that's what you want, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Ezekiel 18:31.
Yes. cast away from you all your transgressions, mm-hmm. whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit.
Wait a minute. So your spirit has got to be new and renewed and changed. A new spirit being, it's not the same old spirit. Guess what people don't understand? That's who the old man is, that old spirit. That spirit is a man. The difference is, what's the difference between that? This spirit don't got no body. If you ain't talking. If you're not here, that spirit don't have no body. But that spirit, that old man, has got a body. Now, if you kill it, it don't have no body. The new man got the body now. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So our mission is to kill the old man,
yes.
and how he thinks,
yes.
and operates. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what God is calling for. New spirit.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think about that.
Yes.
See, God put love in my heart. Mm-hmm. Not only did he put love in your heart, he gave you a new heart.
Beautiful.
Got rid of the old one. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, if you put love in an old heart, what you got is the love of God that's coming through the flesh, and it ain't gonna be right.
Right.
It's gonna be biased. But if it's get rid of the old man, the way old man thinks, and think the way with the spirit God give you, the knowledge God give you, you don't have that old man's way of thinking. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Ezekiel 11 and 17. Let's go there.
Yes, sir. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. I love to talk about God's word.
Yes.
I love knowledge and God. Has been very generous to us with knowledge.
Yes.
Very generous. I have no qualms about knowledge.
Yes.
And here's the thing, the knowledge we have is like treasure, and you can't just give it to them because they don't know what it is. And the Lord said, don't give your pearls to swine. So why would you give somebody knowledge that don't have no foundation? Like I said, it's like trying to give an apple to a baby that don't have no teeth. How are they going to do with it?
Beautiful.
All right. Ezekiel 11 and 17.
Therefore say, thus saith the Lord, I will even gather you from the people
mm-hmm.
and assemble you out of the countries where ye have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel.
He's talking about his word.
Yes.
Because the land of Israel is like unto God's word. It's Canaan land,
mm-hmm.
and it's God's, and he gives it to his people, and you don't know what it looked like until you get there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You don't know what's in Canaan land till God show you what's in there. You don't know what's in God's word till you get to God's word, but you gotta have it.
Yes.
He that hath my commandments to keep, that's the one that God's gonna manifest himself to. So if God manifests himself to someone that's not keeping God's commandments, you make God a liar. And guess who's a liar is you, because God ain't in your life. That's somebody that you think is the devil. I mean, it's God, it's the devil. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And they shall come thither, mm-hmm. and they shall take away all the
detestable things
thereof, and all the abominations thereof from thence.
What?
And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within
them. I'm going to put a new, so we got to change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why you hear all these so-called Christians, I spoke in tongues. Where's that new heart God put in you? And if he put in you a new heart, it's going to be a heart after God's commandments like David's was. He said, David was a man of my own heart. He panted for God's commandments. Where's the heart? He said, well, you gave me tongues. And he had you hopping around on bare feet, running around, throwing off your wigs and stuff. Where's that new heart, though? Where's it about the commandments? Okay, that's content. Read.
And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh
mm-hmm.
and will give them a heart of flesh.
What?
That they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances.
It's always about God's word.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot keep God's word with the old man mentality. You've got to have a new mind.
Yes.
That's why it's called the regeneration. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Let's go mm-hmm. to Philippians 2 and 8. Let's read that again.
Beautiful.
I love Philippians.
All right, Pastor, yes.
I love all the scriptures.
Beautiful, Pastor.
I love the scripture.
Yes, sir.
Everybody said, I love God. One of the saints said, my mama told me I love God.
Yes.
Mama didn't know God. I didn't,
yes,
she didn't know, you didn't know God's word either. You just love reading about it.
Yes,
but that's beautiful.
All right.
Thank God.
Yes.
2 and 8, what does it say?
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death.
So what about us? We have to humble ourselves and be obedient to the things we're trying to die out of. We have to.
That's beautiful.
That's the mindset?
Yes. even the death of the cross.
Let's go there. All right. Romans 7.
All right, Pastor.
Even the death of the cross. Mm-hmm. That's a mystery, and that's a secret to know that God's word is the cross that God is mainly concerned about.
Yeah.
He died on this cross so that he might let them crucify him on a tree.
Yeah.
If he hadn't died on this cross, they couldn't have crucified him on a tree, on that natural cross. This is what made him prepared for that.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
The mindset. Yeah. He had to yield to God first.
Mm-hmm.
Clean his life up first. And he was able to offer as a lamb without spot. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Romans 7:9, what?
7:9. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died.
Isn't that beautiful? That's why the so-called Christian don't want the commandments, because the commandment makes sin appear.
Yes.
It shows you what sin is. And when you started getting all those gods and the graven images, it exposes what a person, where they are in God. It shows you God's requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Yes. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death.
Wait a minute. Even the death of the cross. This is the cross God is talking about.
Yes.
If it's unto death, that's why the people don't want it, because it kills the old man. It tells you, you can't go off trying to say that the rest day is the first day. It's not the rest day. And when you do that, that means when you come into the truth, you leave everybody else on the outside. Your friends, they're all on the first day claiming that's love. When you tell them Baptists and Methodists is not a part of God's plan, it's about living perfect and living holy, you leave all those behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a suffering. And many times, ones don't want to let them go. They
you can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.